Borders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Hey, don't be a Grinch.
Merry Christmas.
Your team might be 3-9, 6-6, 9-3, or 12-0 this season.
Oh yeah, our Christmas tree is all about our favorite sports team.
But it's still the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes,
we are your source for sports talk this holiday season. 105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar.
Like orchestra or ELO?
Jeff Lynne's ELO.
Jeff Lynne's ELO.
Just ELO.
I like it. I like it. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Upcountry Fiber for a strongest solution. We're inside of Upcountry Fiber Studios. We love Upcountry Fiber. Upcountry Fiber does an amazing job. We love the fact that it's the best high-speed internet with the best prices, the very best customer service, just treating it exactly like you need to be treated. I like companies that do this, buddy. They do what they say they're going to do. A lot of people say they're going to do things. Upcountry Fiber does what they say they're going to do. They get you the very best internet, the very best customer service, the very best prices. Not going to be any kind of contracts, not any introductory pricing. And they treat you like you want to be treated. I wish that more would do what they say they're going to do. Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. I have a couple of texts that I want to get to first and foremost. And Delvin, I'm getting to you after these two texts. Number one, good morning, Mr. Mickey. This is your shark friend, and I'd like to know, what's your favorite Clemson tradition? And what chances Clemson have against BYU tonight? Have a terrific Tuesday and Merry Christmas. I love that text. On the Clemson and BYU game tonight first, BYU is really good. Clemson is a 7.5-point underdog against BYU. I made the case in the first segment that a lot of people will say Duke, and I can believe that. I think BYU is in Duke's category. I think they're in that range now. How Duke's freshmen continue to come along, Duke's ranked a little bit higher than BYU. BYU had the one loss to, at the time, third-ranked UConn by 2 points. But BYU, you could make an argument by the end of the year that this will be the single best team that they play. They've got four guys in double digits. You got to stop this two-headed monster, this freshman that I just call him AJ. DeBensta? Anyway, he's the $10 million man, whatever he made. You know, he's the big NIL guy that they went out and got last year. And then they got a 6'5 wing guy named Saunders that hits about 15, 18 a game. What's he hit? 19 a game for him. Robert Wright hits 17 a game. This is a very, very talented BYU team. And BYU is, I think, a national championship contender this year in basketball. It's early. It's way, way, way early in basketball. But I think you can put Arizona, Michigan, Duke, UConn, Purdue, Houston, Gonzaga, Iowa State, maybe BYU, maybe Louisville, maybe Bama, maybe Michigan State. We're still trying to sort this thing out. But those are like the teams that kind of separated at least early in the first week of December, first 10 days of December. So I don't feel great about that one. My favorite Clemson tradition, I think running down the hill because no one else does anything even close to it. Like, I don't know if that is a unique deal. A lot of people play song. Virginia Tech plays Enter Sandman. Like, any high school team in the country can do that. Sandstorm. Any high school team in the country can do that.
And a lot do.
Yeah. Running any animal out there. You know, one of the best traditions I've ever saw in my life was Newberry High School. This is years ago. Newberry High School, they're the Bulldogs. Before the team runs out, this long white limousine came out, right? And they were playing the Snoop song, the bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Right? Snoop Dogg, right? And they open up, these cheerleaders open up the door, and out walks this little white English bulldog from the limo. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
But any team can do that with any animal mascot. Auburn's War Eagle, you know, a few can do it. But if you want to train an eagle, do it, you can do it. What are you going to do, build a hill in your stadium? You can say anybody can put a rocket at one of the end zones. I get that. Some people touch some things in the end zone. I get that. But are you going to build this big hill coming down into your stadium? So I think maybe the hill. What's yours, Will Clinton, your favorite Clemson tradition?
That's a tough question. Tradition. I mean, it has to be running down the hill, you know, slapping that rock and running down the hill.
That's it.
There's a lot of other things that are cliche.
That's it.
I know what my least favorite is.
What's it? Woohoo.
I'm not 40. I'm not old man yelling at cloud, ban the woohoo. I'll tell you off air.
Okay. Jed gives me the correct pronunciation. I still don't know what DeBonsa. Anyway. He also writes that this is interesting. Tim Bray on Tiger Hour last night talked about Eldon Campbell's legacy in his career at Clemson with Don Munson. They mentioned they're planning a memorial service for Eldon Campbell on Friday, January the 16th, the day before the Miami game. The same weekend, they have former players for the reunion. And so, again, prayers out to Eldon Campbell's family, friends, and former teammates such as Jed. Yeah, this is tragic stuff. We continue to find more stuff about that. That's really cool. And then one more. This is from 0747, from a Gamecock fan, who, by the way, back in October said, Mickey, Gamecock fan here, I don't text you much, but I listen to you every day. Obviously, I tune in and listen about football. But I appreciate you. You're a great man of faith and father and husband. That is very, very kind of you. Anyway, this morning, Texas said, honest thoughts about Kendall Brower's hire. Feels like a complete 180 from Shane Beamer, what he usually does. Did he get this right? And I wrote back that Brower is a polarizing figure in the college coaching industry, and that some like him, respect him, and others don't. This will be a very interesting hire. If you are talking Kendall Brower, you want the good Kendall Brower. Again, there's a lot of guys like this, and I almost feel bad for Kendall Brower in that we have expectations of him based upon, like, we know the name and the Brawl's name. I don't feel bad for him. Like, he's still underneath his dad's deal there. There have been some really, really good offenses that they've had there. I mean, what they did, first of all, the bad quote, and I'm not going to get into it today. It's just we got kids going to school today. But the bad quote under the lawsuit, the big scandal at Baylor, that still kind of haunts him a little bit. But with that said, he had a good offense back in 2017 at Florida Atlantic. I think I'm right by saying that on that 2000 and, oh, man. Let me do it like this. In 2017, he was with Lane Kiffin. And they had it was a great team, and I think they had a good offense. I want to make sure of that. They went 11-3 that year. They lost 42-19 to Navy, 31-14 to Wisconsin, and 34-31 to Buffalo. But they scored 45 against Bethune-Cookman, 38 against Middle Tennessee State, 58 against Old Dominion, 69 against North Texas, 42-30, 48-52, 52 against FIU, 50 against Akron in the Boca Raton Bowl. So it was a good offense on the surface. We'll see. He goes to Houston in 2018. And let me tell you about that one. I'm not going to go over all these because there were some really, really some offenses were a lot better than others in this thing. In Houston in 2018, they went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They went 8-5. They did not have very good defense that year. I think the offense was pretty good. Matter of fact, they scored 49 and lost to Texas Tech 63-49. And gave it 59 to Temple, lost 59-49. Now only scored 17 against Army. But that appeared to be a pretty good offense. The one you don't want is a 2019 Kendall Briles. That's where he was at Florida State. Now, again, this might be one of the hard things to do there is, was this the fault of the offense, the defense, the special teams, the head coach? Like, what happened? But 2019, Florida State was 6-7. They weren't very good. They scored 10 points against Miami, 17 points against Florida, 14 points against Arizona State, 14 points against Clemson. Like, that offense was not very good. Was that Kendall Briles' fault? That's a hard, hard thing to say and ask. I don't know that. At Arkansas, he was there for 3 years, two good offenses, I think, and one bad one. And at TCU the last couple of years, some good and some bad. So if you're a Gamecock fan, the hope is that you get the good Kendall Briles, and the hope is that you turn things around, new blood, invigorate. You know, but the guy, he very seldom stays anywhere very long, which is, you know, a strategy a lot of coaches do there now. But I was talking to a coach or a former coach about this last night, and he didn't know him personally, but he has followed his offenses. And the guy said, you know, for the most part, he's like most coordinators. When given better talent, his offenses are better. When given worse talent, his offenses aren't very good. And so, I mean, that's the same thing. You know, we talked about Tom Allen. Tom Allen didn't forget how to coach football this year. He had better players at Penn State last year than he had at Clemson this year. So I think the most important thing now at South Carolina, I think you have an identity. It will be air raid. I think you have an identity. And that's good because for the first time, Beamer really hadn't had a true identity on offense. That will help. But the hard part is, the most important part is, who's it going to be? Who's your quarterback? What's that offensive line look like? I don't care how good. Look, and I'll say this. Loggins, the guy. Nobody thought anything about him. You don't have to win the press conference. Briles is a big name, and Gamecock fans, look, you should be excited about that. That's great. But it's not always a big name. Remember, Shula's a big name. Mike Shula, NFL. Oh, man, he got Cam Newton. He did this. As fans, we want to believe so badly that the next guy is the guy, that when we hire him and now through the offseason, oh, that's the guy. Mike Shula? You kidding me? He was the head coach at Alabama. Mike Shula, that guy's been in the NFL. You think about his experience, he's going to do great things with the North Carolina because he did with Cam Newton. Didn't turn out to be terrible.
Just like Tim Banks, Tennessee?
Tim Banks, Tennessee. Oh, my goodness, man. You see what he's done?
I've seen what he hadn't done.
Right, right. So, again, I mean, I think it's a I can't sit here and say it's going to be ultra successful or a big failure. I don't know that yet. There are folks that believe in him and folks that don't. I can just tell you that in the coaching industry. And it's an interesting hire. But I think it's fans sometimes because the main thing is you recognize the name. There's a lot of guys out there that you don't recognize. Again, the Loggins guy was a great example of it. The fans were irate when they hired him. He had the best offense they've had there since Steve Spurrier. Now, Lenore Sellers was part of that, and Rocket Sanders was a part of that, and the offensive line's a part of that. Meanwhile, you hired other big-name guys at that position, and they don't turn out. But as fans, I'll just say this. As fans, we always think this guy, when Tom Allen's hired at Clemson, oh, man, this guy's going to come in, and he's going to take care of Clemson's defense now. Well, not necessarily. And I think Tom Allen's a great football coach. But as fans, like, we know a name. Oh, man. And we want to believe so bad. Oh, this guy now. The last guy, even though the last guy told you was going to be the guy. Remember that? When I hired the last guy, that guy's going to be the guy. And I'm not talking about South Carolina. I'm talking about everybody here. That guy's the guy. I mean, Garrett Riley coming in for Streeter. Oh, man, he's going to light it up. He had lit it up. So, but we want to believe it so bad. I know those last 10 I told you are going to be great, but we finally got this one right. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. And to 0747's credit, he better hope he got it right or Beamer's gone. Yeah, this is it, I think. This is the defining hire. Because you don't get another chance to make another hire on offense. Now, unless he leaves, unless he's ultra successful and leaves, then he gets another chance. But if he's not successful, this is it. This is it. I talked about Dabo with this quarterback situation. Like, these are some key decisions these guys are making right now. And now Dabo won't be defined by this, but the next 5 years might be defined by it. Who gets a quarterback? These are some big-time deals, man. Big things to think about. All right, short break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm getting to you. Dr. Milt Lauder's not here today. He is off on another part of the country, and so he won't be with us today. But for you fantasy football fans out there, you know the name Stefania Bell. You play fantasy football.
I do, you know, unfortunately.
You know who Stefania Bell is?
Yes, updating the availability reports.
Yes, she does that. I'm going to ask her about her career. How did she get to that? We had her on once before. She's fascinating. Had dinner with her down in Florida last year. Fascinating in her career and what she does and her relationships. Like, how do you get that information? So we'll talk about that for sure coming up. Hey, our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist, they do an amazing job. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, your garage floor can look awesome. I was moving in things around the garage the other day, and I just looked around and like, man, we got so much potential in there. Now I got to get rid of some junk. But, man, our garage floor looks awesome. Yours can. I told you, this is a great present to husbands and wives, to each other. You never do that? Like, my wife and I were talking about, you know what, we need to get new bedroom sheets and pillows and new comforters and all that. Let's give that to each other for Christmas this year. Well, how about a garage floor? Call Tim Worley today. See if it works out for you. So much more affordable than you think. Functional, adding value to your home. You're going to love the great epoxy flooring with a company that does it better than anybody does it. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Phone calls and an open phone line segment right after this.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramwinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Grateful Dead. There you go. I'm learning, man. You're learning me over here. Eggs Up Grill, they're doing an incredible job for you. There are Christmas parties that you might have at the house on the weekends. I would tell you that when it comes to breakfast, brunch, and lunch, Eggs Up Grill has an awesome menu on their catering menu. This is easy. when sometimes you see catering menus, you'll see it's kind of limited. Not at Eggs Up Grill. For instance, I'll let you pick here. Brunchy buffets, the Sunnyside spread samplers, box lunches, plentiful platters, salads, or boxed, like some boxed meals, whatever. What do you want? Give me one.
Oh, I'm familiar. I'm going Sunnyside.
All right. So on the, bear with me here. On the Sunnyside spreads and samplers, here's what you got. Shrimp and grits, loaded home fry scrambles, breakfast burrito sampler, BYO French toast bar, Texican scramble. You got the breakfast sandwich sampler, breakfast taco sampler, and breakfast sandwich sampler. So, like with the breakfast taco sampler, 16 breakfast tacos include a combination of the egg and cheese and the bacon, egg and cheese, and the egg white avocado. You got all that, man. It's amazing what you see. So, when you have that big time deal, you got to get catered. Boxed lunches for pregame or postgame teams. It's Eggs Up Grill. Seneca Clemson, you're going to love Eggs Up Grill, eggsupgrill.com. All right, I got two phone calls holding. I'm getting to both. Stefania Bell from ESPN is going to join us at 7:45. Texture asked, though, and I just got to sneak this in. This is going to be a pretty quick segment, a pretty quick topic here. 3102, question of the day. How many Christmas trees are too much in one house? Is this even a real question? One. You put up one Christmas tree. You can have the little minis, like, on a mantle, you know, the kids on their nightstand or something, like, you know, the little 6-inch ones. You put up one Christmas tree. It's the center of your house for 30 days, however you want to put it up. I don't care when you put the thing up, but you put up one. I know people have 15, 16, 17, whatever. No. You do one Christmas tree, man. That's it. All the other ones take away from the one. You don't want to dilute the big product. One Christmas tree. Pushback, Will Clinton? Question mark?
Okay, so if we're displaying trophies that, you know, used to be alive in our houses, you don't do just one deer mounted. You know, if you can have three. You want to display those deer heads. Christmas tree is very similar. It's Christmas is the most metal holiday.
You don't go by Christmas trees. You have a Christmas tree. It's a singular, a Christmas tree.
A lot of people have too many decorations.
Well, thin the herd then. Thin the herd.
I have one small fake tree, so.
My friend Tony says we have three big ones. What?
All inside?
What are we doing? What the heck are we doing? Texas sound like college football playoff. We started with one, and the numbers keep growing. That's right. That is the commercialization of the whole holiday. Don't fall for it. You need one tree. Tech said, quit stealing my joy. Your joy is based around how many trees you have in your house? Come on, man. Come on. I don't get it. Delvin, 654 Roar. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I never thought we were talking about Christmas trees on your show.
How many you got, Del? Y'all got a tree in your house, man? You got one, you got two, you got 10, you got 17.
One tree.
There you go.
And my mom like to put up a little baby tree, like, you know, a little small tree.
I get
like
it. That's it. A little 6-inch tree around thing. You know, anything less than a foot doesn't count as a tree.
I guess they think more. I think they guess more trees, more presents under the trees. I guess though they try to think.
Man, one. That's the centerpiece. One tree. That's it.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey.
Yeah.
What do you think about the rumors of? I don't know what they're rumors, but what do you think about the reports of Gary Riley in Coastal Carolina? How real are these reports?
I see a bunch of names at Coastal right now. I don't think – well, they might be close to hiring somebody, but I don't think anybody has a good beat on this. And in this state, by the way, it's also – you see Clayton White's name. Oh, by the way, Clayton White's name was brought up as a Tennessee defensive coordinator now. So with Tim Beck gone at Coastal – I see, like Mike Farrell says, Ryan Beard at Missouri State, their head coach there. Jeremiah Johnson, their current defensive coordinator there. Mac Leftwich, Texas Tech offensive coordinator is involved. Casey Woods, SMU offensive coordinator is involved. Clayton White's involved. Chance Miller, by the way, their AD, knew him from South Carolina. Also, Anthony Poindexter, who's been at Virginia's code coordinator. Jamie Chadwell going back. Kerwin Bell from Western Carolina. Kevin Cahill from Lehigh, and Jerry Mack from Kennesaw State. I don't know. I hadn't heard where they are or actually where Chance Miller is on this. So I'm not sure how big of a factor he is at this point.
Yeah, if you go to football school, they said that it's real serious with Garrett.
Could be.
Could be. If you go to football school and look at it, so they said it's real serious with doing that. That they real deep in discussions.
Yeah, could be, man. Could be.
Yeah. But we see all the coaches making changes. I know Devon like to make way out the bowl game, but don't forget the trend report on January 6th.
Yeah.
Do you think he already got the changes in mind, but he just ain't going to announce them?
Well, I don't know that. Remember, he's done it both ways. When he made the change of coordinator to go to Garrett Riley, that was after the bowl game. When he made the change to go to Matt Luke, that was before the bowl game. So he's done it both ways. And I think it depends on what he can get and how he can get them and how soon he can get them if he does make changes. He's going to have somebody in mind. Remember when he hired Garrett Riley, I think he found out Riley was interested or not before he made the announcement of the firing. So, you know, good coaches sometimes know, hey, what the market is, what can I get? And
but
so
But you know for a fact he will be making changes, but we just don't know when.
Well, I don't know for a fact, but I've been told there'll be changes. But I don't know for a fact that's the case. I trust my sources on this. I think you'll see some changes.
Can you trust your choices? Is he going to go to the portal for a quarterback? Because I don't like the
I don't know, man. There's some scary thoughts out there that he's not. But if he was, he probably wouldn't be put it out there right now. It's an interesting question, buddy. A very, very interesting question.
I want to ask this question, man. It's like, let's say, Mickey, that you working at the Roar, but you got to deal with another parts radio station, and you are for the big promotion, and but they don't give you the promotion at the other radio station because you're working with the Roar. How they put a roof for Pete Vogel if you're for Notre Dame? It's like you sent that to other radio station, even though you partially roof them, Mickey.
Yeah.
And they got a big promotion. But you want that promotion, they don't give it to you. But you get upset. They give you the promotion. They're like, hey.
Here's the deal.
You don't hardly work here. You don't work there hard. You're a part-time worker here. They're not going to give you the full promotion.
Here's the deal.
And so
Are you dating or are you married?
Yeah.
Notre Dame's dating the ACC. Miami's married to the ACC. Simple as that, Babak. What? That's it. I'm married to the Roar. Right?
I'm asking Babak, if I'm Drew Phillips, we did some permanent damage. What do you mean by that? You know what? Cut our contracts off.
Yep, that's it. You want damage? I'll show you damage. Yeah.
We cut our contracts off. See, can you find another conference to give the same deal that we got? Because you know the Big Ten said we ain't gonna let you come in unless we get a full membership.
Yeah, Notre Dame's run over the ACC. The COVID thing they ran over. You went bent over backwards for them. You know what? That's it. Enough. Done. Be done.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got to get a couple more.
Notre Dame going to go to the new Pac-12.
Good. Go. Good riddance. Got to go. You know?
Yeah, third time a call.
Thank you, buddy. If you're going to go, go. But either get in or get out. But don't expect full benefits when you don't have full investment. Dave is in Simpsonville. Dave, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Appreciate inflatables. That's the thing right now. You talk about, good gosh. Let me tell you, I got a 6-foot Clemson Tiger Santa Claus, and there's a 10-foot Santa Claus at Walmart that's got my name on it. I tell you what, inflatables are the way to go. I love them.
Ooh.
And I've also got a Buddy the Elf with the candy cane forest. It's total epic. Mickey, you know, you talked about Notre Dame. I love that. Dating or are you married?
That's it.
Hey, I agree with you. We gave Notre Dame free pass to take a chance to win a conference championship. You blew it, and now you get mad at us because we basically showed you up and earned the spot to get in, you know, to the college football playoff. I don't mean we. I mean Miami. Good Lord, I could care less as far as chaos goes to the playoffs. But, Biggie, my purpose for calling is two questions, both on the coordinators. One, Carolina has a history of hiring retreads. You can clock it with Holtz and Spurrier and Muschamp and Balzon. So do you think Art Briles is really going to come in and do something with this team coming into 2026? And what does he look like from a quarterback standpoint? And number two, you talked about earlier this morning the coordinator from Tennessee getting fired and that he was in the name, you know, he was in the hunt at Clemson for our DC. From a Garrett Riley standpoint, you know, we heard his name and we saw, but we also witnessed what he did with a Texas Christian football team. So is he to get the glory for all of that, or is that more a Sonny Dukes offense and he was just running it and he just happened to have a quarterback that was a freaking robo quarterback? So, you know, and with that, what kind of prospects does he have if he stays going into 26? And I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, Dave. Art Briles will not help South Carolina's offense this year. Kendall Briles might, his son, but Art's not. So they hired Art. They hired Kendall, not Art. So they got the young calf. They didn't get the buck. The old cow. Anyway, so that's that. So with that other one is, you know, on all these coordinators, will Garrett Riley be successful? I mean, whatever. To be honest with you, I'd kind of like to see Garrett Riley without a year without Kate Klubnik. See how that worked. Get a quarterback to hand to the right guy. See if that works for him. But it's still, I mean, it's all come down to play. You know what? You know when Tony Elliott was best is when he had Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence and T. Higgins and Mike Williams. You know what? You know when South Carolina's offense was the best? When he had Connor Shaw and Alshon Jeffrey and Marcus Lattimore. Like, that was when they were at their best. And Ace Sanders. Ace Sanders is underrated, man. That guy made some huge plays in his career. Everybody talks about Jeffrey, and rightfully so. Ace Sanders was and Ellington, I think Bruce Ellington is underrated at South Carolina. Clutch plays. That's when their offense is better. But you put a bunch of Jags on the offensive line and Jags at running back, then you're not going to be very good. So get the offensive line better. Scott in Greenville, I'm sorry, man. Call me back at 8:25. I promise I'll get to you. My great friends at Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com, let Mark, Amanda, the great team there put together a package for you. Your mortgage is going to be great. You're going to get the best rates. It's going to be the best customer service. My friend across the way says three. You got to have three estimates. We love our great friends over at Prime Lending. Check them out. My two mortgages I've done, two of my three have been with these folks, and I just got to tell you, easy, a pleasure to deal with. Five-star review from my standpoint. It's my great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Football, a fantasy football expert and licensed physical therapist, Stefania Bell from ESPN, joins us right after this.
It's time to kick off the perfect tailgate and take your team to Ingles. Chips and guac made fresh in store every day. The best meat in town, packaged fresh every day. And smiling faces giving you their best every day. Let's be real. In the South, football season is our favorite season of the year. There's a lot to smile about, especially with deals like these. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at ChickasawPointGolf.com.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4145.
4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Glad to have you with us. Reliability matters when it comes to your garage door. Yeah, here's the deal. I want it to open. I want it to close. I want to keep my valuables inside. I want to be able to get in and get out. If it does break, it could be be the motor. It could be the chain. It could be springs. I didn't know garage doors broke like this. I've been very fortunate with mine, but it happens all the time. And that's why at American Door Masters, they want to diagnose, fix those broken springs, give those professional services, get you in and out of your garage. And that's at the residential and commercial levels, those edge of dock levelers, getting all of your equipment out. We had I've had 2 phone calls here in the last few weeks of the great work these people have done. And it's amazing. You don't think about your garage door till it breaks. When it does, it's American Door Masters. Call today, 864-990-3075. Prompt service, professional service, good people. AmericanDoorMasters.com. We head now to our guest lines, and one of the most significant things going on in the sports world is fantasy football playoffs, and Stefania Bell from ESPN joins us now. Stefania, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are great. We had you on when we were doing this from down in Florida, down at Arthur X, and I was fascinated by your career, and I want to revisit some of those. But just a general question where you are now. Fantasy football playoffs starting. Do you get more jazz? Like, your role is off, maybe the most important it is in the next few weeks. Like, are you energized? Is this your March Madness? Is this like your adrenaline flowing because of this time of year?
It is, actually. You know, it's funny because it's a long season. No one wants to hear you say that when you're working in football. But you are so pumped at the start of the season because everybody has hope, right?
Right.
Just like being a fan of college football or real football, you know, professional football. I say real because, you know, I live in the fantasy world, but everything obviously based on real football. And everybody has hope at the start of the season. So everybody's fired up. And then a few people get a little sad around this time of year when they realize maybe their team's not going to make the playoffs, whether it's their college team, their pro team, or their fantasy football team. But we kind of hit the reset button with everybody who's going to the playoffs, and the competition gets more intense. And everybody needs to know every single thing about what their players are doing every day of the week. So I think we all get fired up, too. We all play. I play. I have teams that are in the playoffs. I made our War Room League playoff by the performance of one Michael Wilson down in Arizona. And so, you know, I'm just like everybody else who's asking the questions. I participate as well.
I love that. A quick story, a background story for you. Years ago, I was living with a guy that was on the PGA Tour, and he asked me to come out and caddy for him one week. And I went, yeah, man, this would be fun. And what I noticed was in the after the round was over, I'm hanging out with the other caddies, right, because I don't get to go where the players go in this case. And here's what I heard. Well, how'd y'all do today? And he goes, well, we shot 63 or we shot 64. And the other side, how'd y'all do it? He goes, well, my guy shot 75. So, like, when it was bad, it was my guy. When it was good, it was we. Do you ever get credit? Is it always like, to me, I won this week, or, man, Stefania gave me some bad advice this week. Do you get the credit, too, or do you just get all the blame?
Well, you know, it used to be a lot worse with the blame. I think now they have filters for things. we do. You know, people are really kind, and they say they listen to the show, and, you know, we just, everybody was putting out their lists of, like, podcasts most listened to, you know, those wrapped things came out earlier this week, and so people thanking us for their advice that they listened to during the year. And so we mostly hear nice things from fans, and I think people really understand that we play as well. And obviously, we don't know the outcomes. If we had a crystal ball, we'd all be in Vegas, right? But we don't. So we're working off the best information we have, and I think people understand the sincerity of that. Don't get too mad at us.
I heard Elon Musk say this recently that – no, it's not Elon Musk. It was – I'll think of who said it. It was – oh, man, I'm going to think of it here a minute. Anyway, the guy said, we live in the information age, but we're getting past that now. We need the wisdom age. We have more information than we know what to do with.
That's a great quote.
Right.
Because it's so much data, but you still need to make decisions. And if all you do is just regurgitate what you hear, you're not really doing analysis. And I think – the people who succeed at fantasy football are the ones who really are able to filter what matters and what doesn't, kind of filter out the noise and look for trends and patterns. And you have to follow it pretty closely to have good success.
It was Tony Robbins, by the way, who said that.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. We need the wisdom age quickly because the information age, we're overcome with information and paralysis through analysis. You've been doing this for almost 20 years, or right at 20 years, with the fantasy aspect of it. Your career is amazing, and we'll talk maybe about that if we have time. But what have you seen? What do you think about the rise? Did you ever foresee any of this? Was there a peak? Have we hit the peak? Where are we going? I want to get your overview of fantasy football because almost everybody I know plays it and is more and more into it than ever before. What do you think about the industry?
I every time I think it's kind of reached, like, how could it get bigger, it continues to grow. And so I've stopped trying to forecast that. I think when I was first getting into this, I played fantasy football. That's what led me to ESPN. Most people know I was a physical therapist first. I worked in sports medicine, but I was playing fantasy football, and people were asking so many questions. It just made sense to me that there should be somebody helping explain what these player injuries are, what it takes to rehab them, what you can look for in recovery, et cetera. And there were a lot of people who, I don't know if laughed is the right word, but they were like, whoa, you're really going to jump ship and go from, you know, a career in medicine that you know you're going to have something to do to fantasy football. Like, that's never going to lead anywhere. And I just had a feeling that fantasy football was growing. I was watching it, but I could never have foreseen that it was going to translate into millions of people playing to a television show that we have that's now basically 19 years running. I mean, we did a digital show first, and then it moved to television, and we have never left. So knock on wood, I've been very fortunate to ride the wave, but we continue to grow the audience. And I think, you know, as international grows and the NFL obviously growing the game internationally, we have people who play fantasy football all over the world. So I don't see it going away.
Stefania Bell is our guest, ESPN fantasy football expert, and your career is amazing. I, when I had dinner with you down in Florida, I was struck by your humility, and but there's a lot of luck involved to reaching that level. But you made a lot of good decisions along the way too, and part of that, and I want to revisit this because we talked a little bit about this when we had you on the air before, but your relationships that you build. And so I'm fascinated because I imagine that some of these teams, some of these medical staff, trainers, staff, like they meet you with a little bit of skepticism because you can, like they're so guarded in information. But through experience, and I think through your authenticity and through your trust, like you have great relationships. Give me an idea like building that and how important that is in your job.
I'm so glad you brought that up because it's really critical, and I think it's something that's, you know, it's lost a lot in this day and age, is the importance of building relationships. Things seem so transactional in so many professions. And I was really fortunate that I think that was just modeled for me throughout my life, but especially when I went to graduate school and I went to University of Miami. Don't throw things at me. I know, college football playoff. our program chair really emphasize the importance of building professional relationships. And we had that with our faculty. So it was much more collegial than like a faculty to student relationship. And we also were out in the world doing presentations and things while we were in school that most people didn't do until they were post-professional. And I think that was the origin of it. And I think, you know, you have to maintain those relationships. Relationships are work. I don't care whether it's personal or business, they're work. And so you can't just call people when you need something. You really have to have a relationship outside of that. And I think that's kind of the crux of where I sit. And because I worked in sports medicine for so long, almost 20 years there, exclusively before I switched to the media, I had a lot of those interdisciplinary medical relationships, whether it was with other physical therapists, athletic trainers, physicians, and I use them as resources, not necessarily in the sense of give me information about this player. Everybody respects HIPAA. We don't violate that. But I have people who have had similar experiences with other players. Or, for example, once a player speaks about an injury or if a team releases certain information about an injury, I can call on some of my resources to help expand on it or how to present certain things. And it extends beyond the medical people. I mean, as you know, since we met through Arthrex, I have a great relationship with them, and we've been able to enhance our visual storytelling about some of these athlete injuries by using animations that might normally only be seen by other medical folks, but come to find out, fans love seeing visuals of these injuries and how they're repaired. And so to me, it's always, how can we tell the best story? How can we be the most authentic? And I rely on a lot of different people to help me do that.
All right. Kirk Cinerty, Nick Saban talk about the process. I want to know about your process. Like, let's use, say, Daniel Jones and his Achilles injury. All right. That happens. What's next for you? You know, you see it on TV or it flashes across the screen or you're watching the game itself, whatever. From that point in time on, what's the process look like and what does that mean to your job, like the next time you go on the air talking about that injury?
Well, in that case, that is one of the few injuries that when you see it, you know right away what it is. Yeah. I mean, that one is it's pretty unique in that regard. But usually when a player goes down and whatever the injury might be, because of my background, I have an idea of the type of thing it can be. And so basically I'm looking to our reporters to break the information because they have different channels they go through, whether it's through agents or contacts they have in the organization. Again, you have to respect the HIPAA regulations as far as I don't reach out to a team and say, what happened to your player, right? Where I look for the reporting and then I supplement the analysis behind the reporting. If it's something that's a little more complex, Let's say it's an ankle fracture dislocation. I want to review what are the different type of fractures that are most commonly seen with that injury. I might call an expert who is a foot and ankle specialist. You know, we have some good ones around the country, a few different spots, including one who's out of Alabama, Dr. Norm Waldrop, Dr. Bob Anderson. These are names that now people recognize because they're so visible. But I might talk with them about the types of things you usually see or the highlighted points to look for in recovery, combine that with my own experience, combine that with the reporting, and that's how I turn it around. And so it changes throughout the week as we get different updates. I look for videos from practice when we have team reporters who are covering what the players are doing in practice. And certainly with some teams, only certain portions are open to the media. But for example, since you brought up Daniel Jones, when he was practicing and he had the pad over the broken fibula before he tore his Achilles, it came out the story that he had called on his Duke classmates who had made this pad for him out of a 3D printer. And then I had actually heard about that before because they had won a challenge grant to do it. So I was able to talk about that and about fibula fractures, the different types, why the padding would help, how it would affect mobility. That's the PT part of me. And then put it all together into why he was able to play, but why he was still uncomfortable. So that's a bit of how the process works.
Well, and that explains so much, your depth of the knowledge of it, your contacts you have through that. We've touched on all that. And I want to mention one final point here in the final minute. A text receiver from Simpsonville says, Stefani is class act, always smiling too. You know, in television, you got to be likable, or likability is important. You could be polarizing on the other side of it, but I think that plays well too. So keep that part of it up, because the likability part, the authenticity, it comes across that way as well. All right, tell the fans in the final 30 seconds, so where can they follow you? It is a big week, big few weeks for you, some championships at stake, and where can folks follow you?
It sure is. Well, you can always tune into the Fantasy Focus podcast. It's on YouTube. You can follow Fantasy Focus Live on our Today show, which we record at 10 in the morning. It will air throughout the day, usually on ESPN2, so look for Fantasy Focus. You can follow me at Stefania_ESPN on X, or at Stefania Bell on Instagram. And I post things on ESPN.com, but I always link them through my social.
All right. I want to see you. I want to do this again soon.
Of course, Fantasy Football now on Sundays, by the way.
Yes.
10-1 Eastern.
Yeah,
Don't forget
course.
That.
Let's do it again. Let's do these interviews again soon, but let's do it in sunny South Florida, where it's about 75 degrees instead of 35 degrees where I'm at right now. So,
amen. 9 degrees for me this morning. 9.
Woo!
Digits.
Keep it up there. Hey, Stefania, always appreciate it. Great luck. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in the next few weeks on all over the social medias, all over the ESPN stuff. Congratulations again, and always appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. You guys too. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, Stefania Bell from ESPN. Much more after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate, where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high-end.